Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelik Sheni, Hilchos Reishis Agez, Halacha Gimel, and we're towards the end of paragraph Yud. In my version, it's a little subparagraph, Vizehu Gamkein Bechinas Kriya Alames, Chas V'Shalom. We dedicate the learning today, Lilo Nishmas, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Nasan Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkavoi. Again, this halacha is based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran, and we spoke a lot about makifin. Makifin means that knowledge that's not yet inside the person's head. It's a makif. It's like a halo around the person's head, which is also referred to as a levush, a garment. And we spoke about the light of chashmal. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that based on what we've been learning throughout this halacha, we'll understand also Vizehu Gamkein Bechinas Kriya Alames Chasishon. We'll understand why the Torah tells us that when one of a person's seven close relatives passes away, we have to tear Kriya, we tear the clothing. Ki Nifgam Halavushin, Shein Bechinas Chashmal. Because this is showing that we recognize that the garment, which is chashmal, has been damaged. Ki nistalek neshama miYisrael, because a Jewish soul has left us. Shehi b'chinas das, and the soul is a concept of das. Kama shekosu v'nishmas shakai tivinim, their heavenly soul gives them tivuna, understanding. Ukefi histalkus hadas, kein nistalek hachashmal, shubchinas levushin. And to the degree that we've lost this das, we've also lost this light of chashmal, which is the garment. I believe we mentioned earlier that the word chashmal is bigimatria malbush. V'alkein romaz Shmuel l'shol alidei kriyas bigdoi shetiposek malchusoi. And this explains also why when Shmuel Anovi came to Shaul HaMelech to rebuke him over the fact that he didn't fulfill the instructions that Hashem gave him to destroy Amalek, wipe out everyone, and he allowed Agag to remain alive, and he was also told to wipe out all the animals, and he didn't. So Shmuel Anovi told him, because of this, Hashem is going to take away your kingdom from you and give it to your friend who is better than you. And when Shmuel Anovi turned to leave, Shaul HaMelech grabbed his garment to try to get him to wait, and the garment tore. And Shmuel HaNovi said, just like my garment has torn, so too this is a sign that Hashem is tearing away your kingdom from you. Ki habegodim heim bebechinas malchus, kamay shemavur makamacher. Because a person's clothing is the person's kovoid, which is the malchus, melech hakovoid. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan korile lamane mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavoy. Ki hamalchus mekabeles me'makifim hanal kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the malchus receives from that very high level light called makifim. Vize bechinas bigdei malchus. And now we understand the terminology that's used in the Torah about the garments of kingdom. Bechinas Valtilbash Esther Malchus. Esther Amalcha dressed herself in royalty. And the Gemara says, Shalov Shesor Ruach HaKodesh. She cloaked herself in Ruach HaKodesh, the divine spirit of Hashem. Hainu Hasogas Hamakifin. Another term for Ruach HaKodesh is these makifin, which are a form of Ruach HaKodesh, of the divine spirit of Hashem. Shemishom nimshachim halavushim. And that's where the malchus draws from. That's where the garments draw from. Bechinas levush malchus. V'alkein alidei shekora Shmuel beged shol. And therefore, as a result of the fact that Shmuel Anovi tore the garment of Shaul HaMelech, Korah Malchusoi. This was an indication that his kingdom was torn away from him. Kama shekosel shom, Korah Hashem es mamluchus Yisrael unesana. Hashem has torn away the kingdom of the Jewish people from you and given it to your friend that's better than you. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into another topic that's mentioned a chapter in Yoredeya, Hilchas Bikur Cholim, paragraph Yud Aleph, Vezeh Bechinas Bikur Cholim. And based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand the mitzvah of visiting a person who's sick. Ki ad Yaakov lo yhava chulsha. K'mayisham Rabbi Senezal. The Gemara tells us in Baba Metzia that until the time of Yaakov Avinu, there was no such thing as a person becoming ill before they passed away. The time came for a person to die, they died suddenly. It was Yaakov Avinu who was mispalel that a person should experience an illness beforehand in order for the person to know to prepare to die, to prepare a will, to prepare their children. Ki be'emes hi toiva gedoyla ma'ashodam choyla koydam oisoik. Ma'isham Rabbi Sein is al sham. Because as the Gemara explains there in Baba Metzia, page 87, it's a major benefit to a person if the person becomes ill before passing away. Ki im lav lo yitain eliboy letzavois ledesoi. Because if not for that, the person won't realize that they have to provide a will for the family and give instructions to the family. Nimtza shahacholas koydam oisoi hi toiva gedoyla. So therefore, this illness before a person passes away is a tremendous benefit. Kedei sheyitzave el beisoi. The ikar hatzava. What's the most important will that a person needs to leave behind for their family? Hu sheyitzave es bono ves beisoi achrov sheyishmeru derech Hashem. Is what the Torah says Avram Avinu did. He instructed his children and all members of his household to follow the path of Hashem. K'mayshosu kol hatzadikim, as we find all the tzadikim did this, shehichichu es Yisrael somoch lamisosom, whereby they gave rebuke to Klal Yisrael right before they passed away. Nimtza, so therefore, this will, these instructions that a person leaves for the family before they pass away, are an example of this light, this knowledge that's being given to the son and the student. Shemeirin bohem hadas, whereby the person who's about to pass away is shining this das into the members of their family, sheyedu es Hashem, to stress to them how important it is for them to learn about Hashem, v'yishmeru atzma me'averos chas v'shalom, and to try to watch out not to commit any sins, v'yelchu b'darchei Hashem, and follow the path of Hashem, shezehu ikar he'oras ben v'talmid. That's the main knowledge that one wants to give over, transmit to their children and students. Veze mamshichim biyoser be'es chol yom shel hatzadikim amitiyim. And this is what the great tzadikim give over when they're ill before they pass away. Ki oz heim oiskim biyoser boze. Because that's when they really focus on this. Kedei sheyishor daitom achreim loylam voed. In order that when they leave the world, their das should remain behind and continue to be passed on from generation to generation. As Rabbeinu Zal stresses in the beginning of chapter 7, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, that no matter how great a tzaddik is, it's very important when he leaves the world to make sure that his das remains active in the world even after he leaves. In his children, in his students. Ukamay shemetzinu bekama tzadikim shehoyu megalin dvorim elyonim vidas godol moid be'es chol yom somoch lamisosom. As we find the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us about several tzadikim whom, when they became ill, where they were the illness that they were going to pass away from, they revealed incredible high-level das and Torah to their children or to their students. Kamoi Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol l'Rebbe Akiva. As the Gemara tells us about Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, who was the main Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, that right before he passed away, she'oilif shloishmeyos halachos bebaheres aza. He taught Rebbe Akiva 300 halachos regarding a special type of leprosy that a person has. Interesting that we're learning this week, which is we're going to be reading Parshas Metzora, Mitzvashem, this coming Shabbos. V'Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and so too Rabbi Yudan Ossi, the Gemara tells us, taught major items right before he passed away. V'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who taught the Idra Zuta, one of the deepest chapters in the Zohar HaKodesh, he revealed right before he passed away. Ukiyotze bozeh harbe, and many other examples. Ki oz hashchina shoira olav, because when a person is ill, the divine presence of Hashem is resting on him and giving him support. K'moy sham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, shchina lemala meirashoisev shalchayla, that the Shekhinah, the divine presence of Hashem, is above the head of the bed of a person who's sick. Ki be'eis cholyoi nidvasef loy oyer godoil alidei ruach deleila shemascheh leireid lamata kedei sheyistalek hanefesh alidei zeh kimavur b'maymar v'hino pishnayim baruchacha. Rav Nosson Zal now tells us that Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 66 in Likutei Moharan that every person, especially a tzaddik, has a ruach, a part of the divine spirit of Hashem with them in this world, and a corresponding part that's up in heaven. And when it comes time for the person to pass away, what happens is that ruach deleila, that divine spirit, that other part of the person's soul that's up in heaven, comes down and joins together with the ruach delesata, with that ruach that's down here. And because the upper one cannot remain down here, it pulls up with it the ruach delesata, and that's how the person passes away. And that's why at that time, when a person is getting ready to pass away, they have this double ruach. They have the upper ruach and the lower ruach combined together, which is this great light that the person experiences at that time. V'alkein Yaakov Daiko Zocho Lifoil Eitzel Hashem Yisborach Shiyodam Choyla Kodam Moisoi. And based on what we're learning here, we can understand why it was specifically Yaakov Avinu that was privileged to be the one to succeed in davening to Hashem, that a person should become ill before they pass away, kedei sheyitzave esbonov, in order that the person should be reminded and made aware that they have to instruct their children, v'shamru v'derech Hashem, to make sure to follow the path of Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas he'oras ben v'talmid. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to there on Likutei Moharan as that light which the parent or the rabbi passes on to their child or student. Ki Yaakov hoisami tosoi shlema, because Yaakov Avinu was different from Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu. Avram Avinu had good and bad that came from him, Yitzchok Avinu and Yishmael. Yitzchok Avinu had Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov Avinu was zoche that all of his children were pure. His bed was complete, was whole. Shalai hava bo shum psul. There were no reshoim that came from him, chas v'shon. Rak zocho levonim kulam tzadikim, sheikablo mimenu daitoi, but rather he was zoche that all of his children were tzadikim and received his das, and were able to pass on that das for generations. Lo das es Hashem, to have recognition of Hashem. Shezel b'china se'oras ben v'talmid. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to there in Likutei Moharan. Ki ha'talmid kolol beben kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likutei Moharan, the Talmud is included in the son, and the son is included in the student. Gam Yaakov hoye loy talmidim harbe. And in addition to his children whom he taught, Yaakov Avinu had many other students. Ki hoya megayer geirim, because Yaakov Avinu was also involved in outreach, in reaching out and helping converts to come and join Klal Yisrael. K'moy sham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Medrash says, on the pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, that Yaakov Avinu followed the pattern of his father, megurei aviv. His father was megayer geirim, and he followed suit. Nimtza sheYaakov zocha beYoyser leHoras ben veTalmid. So therefore, we see that even among Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu was the one who was zocha to the highest level of this light of ben veTalmid, ki hoysa mitosei shlema, because all of his children were good. All of them went into the derech Hashem. V'alkein hoyo harishoyin shohoyo choyle somoch lamisosoi. And therefore, the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was the first one who became ill before he passed away, as it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, kedei sheyamshich oz beYoyser haOras ben veTalmid, in order that he should be able to really bring this light, this das of ben veTalmid, into his children and students, sheze ikar hatzavor. That's the most important part of the will of a person who's going to pass away. This is a very important piece of information that Rav Nosson Zal is sharing with us. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Levracha, when he became ill, he prepared a tzavor, he spoke to his students, and he stressed the incredible importance of shalom and of sticking together, just like Rabbeinu Zal said to his students before he passed away. Rabbeinu Zal said, you're all shlamazels. However, if you'll stick together, you'll be able to become complete tzaddikim. And I remember Rav Rosenfeld telling us that his father, before he passed away, he stressed to his children that even though each one of them was very different and unique, he stressed the most important thing is that there should be shalom between them. There should be peace and cooperation. And he said that each one should keep in mind Zol Mainz Ibergame, meaning that if ever anyone feels that they've been insulted or hurt or somebody didn't treat them properly, etc., to try to be willing to forgive, to be willing to forgive, to be willing to forget, to do everything possible to keep that unity, to keep that peace. V'ze ikar bikur cholim. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, this is the most important focus when a person is coming to visit someone that's sick. Kedei ledaber imoy sheyefakeach al asokov. To be able to tell the person in a nice way, in a good way, that the person should make sure that all of their things are in order, all of their possessions, everything. As the Gemara says, v'yitzave lebeisoy, so that the parent, hopefully, usually, it's a parent, it's children that are remaining behind, and it's the parent that's going to pass away, or the grandparent. So it's important for the parent or the grandparent to give instructions to the members of their family. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned before, sheyazir es b'nei beisoy sheyelchu bedarchi Hashem. The most important thing is to instruct the children that the most important thing I want from you is that you should go in the derech Hashem, follow the path of Hashem, umitzvosa, and fulfill the mitzvahs. V'gam mesader lahem chalukas nechasov, and in addition, to organize the division of the person's possessions. Kedei shelo yavo, why? Kedei shelo yavoyu ledei machloikes ugzeilav chasashon. Because unfortunately, many times, when parents do not prepare a proper will, it ends up leading to conflict among the children. People having all kinds of different impressions of what they deserve and what they should be getting, and how the other one is stealing from them, chas v'shalom. V'yavru al divrei Hashem, and they'll end up going against Hashem. Al kein mesader lohem umazhiram. Therefore, it's important for the person who's ill, and it's an illness which looks like it's leading to the person's passing away, to make sure to organize all their affairs and to warn the children, lekayim dvorav, to make sure to fulfill the instructions that he gives them, v'leilech bedarchei Hashem u'mitzvoisav, and most importantly, to follow the path of Hashem and the mitzvahs. And this is what we find over there in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, where the Torah tells us, Vayugad liYosef lemor, hine avicha chayle, that Yosef HaTzadik was informed that his father is ill. Vayikach eshnei banavit imoy, he took his sons with him, and he went to visit his father. Ki holach levakroi, he went to visit Yaakov Avinu. V'lokach banav imoy, he took his sons with him. Kedei sheyevorchem koidem moisoi, in order that Yaakov Avinu should give them a bracha before he passes away. What's the main bracha? Hainu sheyachnis bohem das Hashem koidem moisoi, that Yaakov Avinu should shine into them recognition of Hashem before he leaves the world. Sheze ikar habracha, that's the most important bracha. We find Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 24 in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the Birchas Koyanim, about the bracha, and he speaks about the Birchas HaSechel, that the most important bracha is Sechel, the right kind of Sechel. Because remember, the Mishnah says, Im das koniso macho sarto, if you have das, you aren't lacking anything. And if you don't have das, everything you have is meaningless. Ve'oz vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamito. And the Pasuk says there that when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef HaTzadik, he sat up and he bowed towards the head of the bed. Al shahoysa mitosei shlema bli psul. He was bowing, showing recognition to Hashem that he was zoiche, that all of his children were pure. Vegam ki shchina lamala mirashoysav. And in addition, because he recognized that the divine presence of Hashem was over there at the head of the bed. Kama shapirish Rashi sham, as Rashi points out. Ki zocho lishnehem, because Yaakov Avinu was zoche to both of the important things that we mentioned here. Number one, shetia shechina merashoisav, that the shechina, the divine presence of Hashem, should be at the head of his bed. Shal yideze zoche lahasogas hamakifin, shemamshach me'ashem yisborach, and that's what enables him to draw those makifin, that very high level sechel, from Hashem. Vegam zocher lahachnis hamakifim vadas bevonav hakdoshim, and he was zocher to pass on those makifim, that das, to his children and grandchildren. Shezeo bechinas mito shlema. This is what the Gemara refers to when it says that Yaakov Avinu's bed was whole. Shezehu ikar shlemus hanefesh, because as Rabbeinu Zal says in the beginning of chapter 7, the real perfection of a person's soul is kishezoicha lahasher daito yachrov, when the person not only during his lifetime is he teaching Torah, but after he passes away, he makes sure to leave behind his das ali debonim v'talmidim tzadikim uksherim, by leaving behind children and students who are going in the right path, who are also tzadikim and religious. V'oz enoy meis klal. And then the person is not considered dead at all. It's not considered that the person passed away. Ki kishenishar daito yachrov, because when a person's das remains in this world, in his children and his students, nishar hu biatzmoi, it means that he himself is here also. Ki ikar ha'odom hu hadas, because the real essence of man, the essence of a person, is their neshama, the seichel, the das. We say shehan neshama shebemoichi. The kanal, as we spoke about earlier, v'al kenom rabbi senazal Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And this is why the Gemara says Yaakov Avinu did not die. Ki meyachar shezocho lemito shlema, because he was zeicher that all of his children went in the path of Yiddishkeit. Hainu bonim tzadikim shekiblu menu daitoi ledoiros, righteous children who received the das of Yaakov Avinu to pass on for generations. Lo das es Hashem midor ledor loylam voev, to pass on this recognition of Hashem from generation to generation until the end of time. Harei hu chai v'kayim lo'ad olam elamim, then Yaakov Avinu is considered alive eternally. Shezeo bechinas David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. And this is exactly what we spoke about in the previous year about David HaMelech, who is also called Chai V'Kayam, because he left behind a son, Shlomo HaMelech, who passed on this heritage from generation to generation. Question in the chat. The Jewish nation was formed only from the children of Yaakov Avinu, the 12 tribes. So the Avos, the other ones, didn't really achieve passing their das to their Talmidim, only to their children. The answer is, that's not the case. Because remember, Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu were Mekarev many students. They taught many students, they were Mekarev many Gerim. We find it's interesting that this is being brought up now, because in the shir that I give on Sunday, the shir in Chayim Aran, yesterday, we got up to a part that the next shir, which is possibly going to be the closing shir of the entire Chayim Aran, there's a paragraph in there where it speaks about one of Rabbeinu Zal's great students, the Trovitz Magid, who came to Rabbeinu Zal and he asked him a question, which he said he had asked many other rabbis and no one was able to give him an answer. And Rabbeinu Zal gave him an incredible, Rabbeinu Zal revealed a chapter on Likutei Moran, I believe it's chapter 32 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which gives an incredible answer. The question was, what happened to all the books, all the Sfarim that Avram Avinu wrote in order to teach people? What happened to all the Sfarim that Yitzhak Avinu wrote, that Yaakov Avinu wrote? So we see that they also taught the Derech Hashem to whoever was willing to listen, to whoever they were able to reach. It's true that it's brought that many of those people ended up falling away, but still, they did, the Avos HaKadoshim did everything they possibly could do to pass this Das on. In the Haggadah that we're going to read on Pesach, it says there that Hashem promised Avram Avinu, Vo'arbe Ezaroi, I will give him many children. And we know that the real child that Avram Avinu had, the main child was Yitzhak Avinu. It's brought that the word Arbe, just a moment, exactly, the word Arbe is Bigematria Yitzchak, that Yitzchak Avinu alone was considered this multitude of children, because from him would come forth Yaakov Avinu, from him would come forth the 12 Shvatim, the entire Klal Yisrael evolved from them. It was a process. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues with the next topic in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeah, connecting it to our whole discussion here on chapter 7 in the second half of Likud Imran. Hilchas Avelus, the laws of mourning, and of a person, Chas V'Shom, who is put in Cherem, Nidui, which means excommunication. Paragraph Yud Beis, V'Alkein Stam Nidui Hu Shloishim Yoyim. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand also why the standard excommunication is 30 days. V'chein ikar avelus hu shloishim yoyim. And so too, the main laws of mourning are up to 30 days. Ki shloishim yoyim hu chodesh. 30 days is a month. U'v'chol chodesh mismaleis halevona mipigimosa. And each time we have a complete month, the moon fills out from its damaged state, from its shrunken state. Umilui halavana mi pigimoso shibachinas vohoyo or lavanakora chamo zeo bachinas klolius ben vitalmid yacha. And the concept of the moon starting out small and growing, becoming larger and larger, to the point where Hashem says the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, that's an example of this combination of the sun, the das of the sun and the student. Ki ben v'talmid, ki ben v'talmid heim bechinas aspaklaria hameira v'aspaklaria shena meira. Because the concept of the sun and the student correspond to a concept of a higher level light and a lower level light, which is a terminology used in the Gemara regarding the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was called Aspaklari HaMeira, a much brighter light, versus the Nevuah of the other prophets, which was called Aspaklari HaShein HaMeira. And Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 7, in our chapter, says that this is also the concept of the sun and the student. Because the sun is actually part of the brain, the physical brain of the father, the seed from which the child is produced originates in the brain, so the sun is in a sense completely part of the father. And he represents that higher level das. The student represents the lower level das. Vaspaklaria hameira zebechinas chama. And another variation of this greater light and lesser light is the sun. The sun is the aspaklaria hameira, the sheina meira, and the light that doesn't really give forth its own light, zebechinas levona. That's the moon, kayadu, as is known in the Svarim. Shezeo bechinas Moshe v'Yehoshua, the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu and his student Yehoshua, where the Gemara says, "Bechinas pnei Moshe kepnei Chama, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levona," that Moshe Rabbeinu's light was compared to the light of the sun, and the light of Yehoshua was compared to the moon. Shehem bechinas hasogas ben v'talmid b'maimanam, which corresponds to the two levels of knowledge discussed there in Likutei Moharan, the sun and the student, as Rabbeinu Zal says there. V'alkein hashir shloshim, and therefore the standard amount of time for avelus or nidui is 30 days, shehu chodesh, which is a month. She'oz choizer v'niskabetz v'nichlal chama ulevona yachad kebatchila, because when we have an entire month, that's an opportunity for the moon and sun to be reunited as they were when Hashem first created the world, where the moon grows to its full size. Shehu bechinas klolius ben v'talmid yachad, which is the concept of the sun and the student joining together. Shezehu ikar hatikun limenuda v'ovel, and this is the main rectification for a person who is put in cherem or an ovel, shenestalik mehem hadas u'moichin kanal, whereby they lost a certain major part of the das and moichin. V'ikar histalkus hadas hu bechinas pirud chas v'shon bein v'talmid, bein chama l'levona. And when we talk about a lack of das, or the das leaving, we're referring to a separation between the sun and the student, between the sun, S-U-N, and the moon. Ki bein hu bechinas dorei mala, v'talmid hu bechinas dorei mata, k'namarana. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in the Likutei Moharan, the sun, S-O-N, represents the higher level. The student represents the lower level. V'dorei mala, v'dorei mata, hein bechinas neshama v'guf. And the higher spiritual level versus the lower level are also referred to as the soul and the body. K'moshe kosuv, as we find a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Yikra el hashamayim me'al, Hashem calls out to the heaven above, and the Gemara says, Zeh haneshama, that refers to the soul, and ha'oretz mitachas refers to the body. U'kishenestale kadas, Shehu hachius, shehi haneshama, and when a person passes, when the das leaves, which means the life force, which means the neshama, the soul, ze pirud bein haneshama vaguf. That means there's a separation now between the soul and the body. Shehu bechinas pirud bein v'talmid, which means there's a separation between the upper level and the lower level, the son and the student. Shaideze ikar histalkus adas, and that's what causes this lack of das. Ki ikar hadas hu hischaprus shnei hafochim, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the definition of das is a union between two opposites. Chasodim ugvurois, dorei mala v'dorei mata, neshama v'guf, Bechinas Ben v'Talmid, Kimuva Mokam Acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 89 in the second half of Likud Imran. She'ikar hadas she'mechaber shnei hafochim yachad. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a shidduch, making shidduchim. Shidduchim means bringing together a man and a woman who are also two opposites. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that in order to bring together opposites, you need das. He quotes the pasuk there, ki sifsei kohen yishmaru das v'toira yevakshu mipihu, that from the lips of the kohen, the Talmud Chacham, the tzaddik, you will find das, and you will seek Torah from his mouth. The first letters of sifsei kohen yishmaru das v'toira spell the word shidduch. And Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, in order for shidduchim to be formed, we have to come to the bar das, we have to come to the tzaddik who has great das, and listen, hear words of das from him, and that will bring about a shidduch. That will unite opposites. We find by Odom and Chava, it says, Vayeda Odom es Chava Ishtoi. When it speaks about Odom and Chava being united, it uses that term Vayeda. V'alkein, Tikun shel Hamanudah v'Ovel, Dahainu sheyachzru lehem hamoichin, hu li'achar shloishim shehu chodesh. And therefore, when does the person who's been excommunicated, or the person who is an Ovel, when do they complete their operation, their tikkun? After 30 days, after a month. She'oz choyzer v'nistakein pigam halavona. Because when a 30-day period has gone by, it means the moon has gone from the tiniest level to completion. Ki b'chol shloshim yoyim nistakein pigam halavona. Because every 30 days, the Lavona, the moon, receives its tikkun. Ki halavona soyveves voileches b'chol chodesh u'mismaetes mismales. Because the moon returns and travels every month. It becomes small, and then becomes filled out completely. V'hi mizbareres u'mistakenes b'chol pam b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. And the moon goes through a refinement, a tikkun, each and every single month, ad shetachzer v'tismalei legamri k'moy shehoyse kodem ayuto, until eventually the moon will become complete, really complete, the way it was before Hashem decreased its light. V'yalkein liachar shloishim choyzer v'nesiachet cham ulevona, and therefore, after a 30-day period has gone by, that's an opportunity for the sun and moon to be reunited. The Bein v'Talmid, the sun and the student. V'choyzer lekabel hadas. And then the person can receive das once again. Shehu hachayim, which is the life force of the person. Question in the chat. Rabbeinu Zal also says that shalom, peace, that real peace is when two opposites can come together. Does this mean that Sholem and Das have much in common? The answer is definitely yes. In chapter 56 in Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Lo Das es Sholem Esther, that Mordechai HaTzadik was constantly checking up to know how Esther Amalka was doing. Lo Das es Sholem, es Sholem. Rabbeinu Zal shows there the connection between Das and Sholem. Now Rabbeinu Zal touches on a very delicate topic in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol, this rabbi is the one rabbi in Shas, I believe, that's called HaGodol. And he is the first rabbi listed in the entire Shas. The Shas begins with Rabbi Eliezer and it ends with Rabbi Eliezer. That he's the last single rabbi mentioned in Shas. After him, there's Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but in terms of an individual person, he's the one who opens and closes the entire Shas, the entire Oral Torah. And it's written that one of the reasons for this is because he was always the first. When he was a student, he was the first one to show up, and even when he was the Rebbe, he was the first to show up. He had such great respect for Torah, and he was the last to leave. Therefore, he's given this incredible honor that any student who starts learning Mishnah, the first name they come across is Reb Eliezer. He's also called Hagodol, because we're told the Arizal reveals that he was a Gilgal of Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. We find in Parshas Yisroi, it says there in the beginning, Shem ho Echod Gershon, and then it should have said V'shem Hasheni Eliezer, and it says V'shem ho Echod Eliezer, and the Arizal says Echod number one. Again, this is referring to Reb Eliezer Hagodol, who was a reincarnation of Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, he was the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva. He was on an incredible high level. The Zohar HaKadosh tells the story of his passing away, besides what's written in the Gemara. So we're told that Reb Eliezer HaGadol, towards the end of his life, he had an argument with the other rabbis regarding a certain type of oven, whether it's Mekabel Tumo or not. It's called Tanur Shel Achnai. And the majority of the rabbis disagreed with him, and Reb Eliezer wouldn't accept their opinion. And he performed a whole series of miracles to show that he was right. He said, if I'm right, let such and such a miracle happen. And the Gemara says the rabbis saw that the miracle happened. And then they still wouldn't agree with it. Then he said, if I'm right, let such. He performed three or four major miracles. And they said, the Torah is not miracles. The Torah was given to us, the Chachamim, to decide, and majority rules. And they actually put Reb Eliezer in Cherem. They excommunicated him as a lesson, not because he was so bad, but as a lesson for Klal Yisrael, for generations, to know that this is how the law is decided. So Rav Nosson Zal now says, paragraph Yud Gimel, V'alkein nisnadeh Reb Eliezer HaGadol al sheloi rotze lohoidois lehachachomim b'tanuroi shelachnai. And therefore the Gemara tells us that Reb Eliezer HaGadol was put into Cherem by the other rabbis because he refused to agree with the other rabbis regarding this special type of an oven. What's going on here? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Reb Eliezer hasagosoi hoiso govoya mo'oid mo'oid, ki muva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. Reb Eliezer's knowledge and his perception of Hashem was on an incredible, very, very high level. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in our chapter of Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Reb Eliezer hu bechinas bein, that when we speak about the son and the student, the two major rabbis that were arguing there in the Gemara were Reb Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. And the rabbis sided with Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbeinu Zal points out Reb Eliezer is the son and Rabbi Yehoshua is the student. Eliezer was the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua was the student. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the name Eliezer makes up the first letters of a pasuk in Yeshaya Navi, which describes the highest levels. Ayin loyro aso elokim zulasecho, no eye has ever seen the likes of you, Hashem. Ya'ase lamechak Eloi. That's what Hashem is going to provide for those who wait for him. Meaning in Olam Haba, in the future world, we're going to be able to get a glimpse of Hashem on a much higher level than what we see now down here. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in the Kutuman, where Rabbeinu Zal shows that this is Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer is the Bain. Reb Eliezer is the highest Makifin. And because his knowledge was so high, the rabbis couldn't accept, couldn't receive his das. His knowledge, his perception of Hashem was on that level of silence that we discussed previously. And therefore it's Reb Eliezer HaGadol who informed his student Rabbi Akiva that he's going to be murdered al kiddush Hashem. K'mo Sham Rabbi Seinus Hala, as the Gemara shows there in Sanhedrin, page 68, she'omar l'Rabbi Akiva koidem istalkusoi, that Rabbi Eliezer, when the rabbis heard that Rabbi Eliezer was very sick and he was about to pass away, they all came to visit him. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, who was the closest student, went inside and he said, Rabbi, teach me Torah. And Rabbi Eliezer said, where were you till now? And a whole discussion that ensued. And then Rabbi Akiva said, what's going to be with me? And Rabbi Eliezer implied that all of the rabbis are going to experience difficulties. And he said, yours will be worse than all of them. Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Tama ani im tomus misas atzmecha. I wonder if you are going to die your own death, meaning you're not going to die from it, you're going to be put to death, you're going to be murdered. Ki misas Rabbi Akiva hu bechina shtika. Because the passing away of Rabbi Akiva is an example of this highest level makifin, where we have to be silent. Bechinas, as the Gemara tells us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, he saw Hashem placing crowns on top of the letters. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, why are you doing this? Hashem said, because there's going to come a great, great rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, and he's going to reveal incredible secrets, incredible wisdom on every crown of on top of each one of these letters. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if that's the case, then the Torah should be given through him. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, could you show me what his reward is going to be? What's going to be the reward of this incredible great rabbi? And Hashem showed him the Romans tearing the flesh off Rabbi Akiva's body with iron combs. And the response was, Zu Torah v'zu schara? This is the reward for Torah? And Hashem said, Shtoik, be silent. Kach ola b'machshava. This was my original machshava when I created the world. We know that Hashem created the world originally with Midas Hadin, Bereshis Bora Elohim es Hashem Vayis Oretz. Then he saw the world couldn't survive with Midas Hadin, so he added Chesed to it. The pasuk says later, Biyoim Asois Hashem Elohim Eretz V'Shamayim. Hashem Yud Kei Vavke, Hashem combined Yud Kei Vavke and Elohim. But Rabbeinu Zal and the other Sfarim explained, the great Tzadikim, they tap into that original Machshav of Hashem. They take upon themselves the Midas Hadin in order to atone for Klal Yisrael, in order that the Chesed that should have been going to these great Tzadikim should be able to be distributed among Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said there, Shtoik, be silent. You can't ask questions about the passing away of Rabbi Akiva. K'may shekosov shom b'maymar anal, as Rabbeinu Zal again explains this over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom. V'al kein lo yirotzu chachomim lekabel divrei Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And this is why the rabbis refused to accept Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's opinion, despite the fact that he showed them awesome heavenly miracles, Shehu Kedvarov, to prove that he was right. Why? Because they said, Kiloi Bashamayim hi, the Torah is no longer up in heaven. The Torah was given to us, the rabbis down here, to decide. Hainu ki ein ha-Torah ba-Shamayim. The Torah is no longer up in heaven, meaning Shehu ha-Sogas Doremala, which is that level of understanding of the higher level people. Shehu b'china Shamayim, which is referred to as Shamayim. Ki ha-Sogas Doremala yev shalonu lahasig. Because we cannot perceive, we cannot understand that level of understanding of the Doremala. Ki ikar dine ha-Torah, because the vast majority of the Torah that we have and all of its laws is referred to as the level of understanding of the students. It's what all these great rabbis taught their students, which is the lower level. Ki haTorah nitna ba'aretz, loy ba'shamayim. The Torah was given down here on earth, not in heaven. V'al kein tzrichen levarer dinei haTorah al pi asoga sadav shel bechinas dorei mato. And therefore, we have to clarify the laws of the Torah based on the knowledge and the wisdom of the lower level, the dorei mato, shubchinas haTalmid, which is the student, shubchinas Yehoshua. Shekibel haTorah miMoshe. That's Yehoshua who received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkein mosar Moshe haTorah liYehoshua talmidei daika v'loy lebnoi Eliezer. And this is why the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, which we're going to be starting to read right after Pesach, Mitzvah Shabbat, on Shabbos, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to his student Yehoshua, not to his son Eliezer. Shehu bechinas Reb Eliezer Agodol. The Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, is like Reb Eliezer Agodol, kemoi shemavur shemamaral, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, quoting from the Arizal. Ki loy bashamayim hi, because the Torah is not up in heaven. Ki hasokas Reb Eliezer, shehu bechinas ben, bechinas ayin loy roaso, iyef shalonu lahasig bozeh oilam. Because the perception of Reb Eliezer, who represents the son, S-O-N and S-U-N, which is that level of that the eye has never seen, we cannot perceive that while we're in this world. And that's why the rabbis refused to establish the halacha according to the opinion of Reb Eliezer, Va'alkein niduhu. And this is why they put him in cherem. You would say, what in the world is going on here? I don't care what he did or what he said. You put Reb Eliezer in cherem? The answer is, what is cherem? Ki hanidui hu bechina shtika. Because being in cherem means we don't talk to that person. Silence. Ki misrach kemi ledaper imoi. Ki kemoi mi shemezalzel b'divrei chachamim. Because just as on the opposite end of the pendulum, a person who shows disrespect to the words of the rabbis, we put him in cherem and we say nobody should speak to him. Because the sitra achra is ruling over him. That person has lost their mind, their life. Because they acted so disrespectfully against the rabbis, shemehem nimshach hadas, from whom we draw das, v'alkein hu tzorich lishtoik, and therefore this person has to be excommunicated and put into silence, shloi tisachis hasitrachra bediburov, so that the sitrachra shouldn't attach itself to his words. So too, on the opposite end of the pendulum, when we speak about the highest level of holiness, Reb Eliezer HaGodol, Shehu Bebechinas Ben, Shehu Bebechinas Shtika, Reb Eliezer HaGodol was on the level of the sun, that level called silence. Because down here on earth now, we cannot receive his high level hasaga. Alkein hochrechu lenadoisoi ulehisrachik menu. Therefore, the rabbis were forced to put him in cherem and to distance themselves from him. Ki iefsha lekabel hasagosoi, because we are not capable of receiving his incredible high level hasaga. Ki hu bebechin hashtika, he went up to that level, the keser, the silence. And all of this the rabbis did because Reb Eliezer refused to submit, because he stood his ground. He refused to agree with them. He insisted that his high-level das should be established. Whereas the truth is, Daitoi Iyev Shalahasig, his level of das we cannot perceive in this world. Voyetzorech letzamtzein daitoi, and therefore what was required was for him to constrict his das, ulahoidois ledivrei chachamim, and to be willing to agree with the words, the opinion of the other rabbis. ולהמשך דאס שאפשר להשיג לתלמידים, and thereby be able to bring down a דאס which the students can understand. ועל כן לא יקבו הלכה כמוסוי. And this is why the rabbis did not establish the halacha according to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Ki loy bashamayim hi, because the Torah is no longer up in heaven, it's down here on earth. A question, what is the significance of their machlekes being around this tanur of achnoi, it's called, which I believe is a type of oven that was made from multiple parts. And the question was whether it's considered to be like one unit and therefore can be mekabel tumo or not. I believe I've seen that the Meforshim speak about this, Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, this term achnai. I don't remember, unfortunately, but I'm sure there is incredible depth, you know, why specifically this special type of oven called this tanur shel achnai. If I come across something, I'll mention it. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeicha to emunas chachomim and to be able to draw chias, to be able to draw life from them, and all the enemies of Klal Yisrael who are not connected to chachomim should get what they deserve, what they rightfully deserve. We should be zeicha to see the complete and final gula shlema b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.